9 months ago, Houthi rebels took over the government of Yemen, and a civil war has raged in that country ever since. Saudi Arabia, which usually keeps to itself on regional security issues, launched airstrikes against the rebels and has been at the forefront of that effort. Tomorrow, the kingdom will help lead peace talks in Geneva to try to bring an end to the conflict. NPR's Deborah Amos is in the Saudi capital, Riyadh. She joins us now. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning.
This is obviously a complicated conflict with all kinds of regional dimensions. Saudi Arabia is backing one side. Iran is backing another. All these parties are going to be in Geneva. Is everyone just looking for a way out of this?
Well, it will be the rival camps in Yemen going to Geneva, and they may be looking for a way out, but you wouldn't know it from the way these negotiations are going to be conducted. They aren't even in the same room. Yemen's President Hadi has said that the Houthis have to abide by a UN resolution that calls for them to get out of the major cities, to disarm and recognize him as the president. The Houthis are in a much stronger position. 11 weeks of Saudi bombing, and they have strengthened their position inside Yemen. So it's hard to see how these two parties, with their statements that they've made over the past couple of weeks, can find anything common to talk about in Geneva.
What kind of compromise could come out of these talks?
You know, I think the best we might hope for is a ceasefire. There was one in May. It was a humanitarian halt. The Saudis stopped the bombing for 5 days. It wasn't enough time to get in food and fuel. International organizations complained. I asked the Saudi military spokesman, Brigadier General Ahmed Asiri, if another halt was possible. But what he told me is that the Houthi rebels didn't abide by the first ceasefire. They just kept on fighting. So here's what he says about a ceasefire.
You can fool me once, but you cannot fool me twice. They show that they don't have any responsibility toward the Yemeni population. They keep attacking our cities, and they keep killing Yemeni population in everywhere.
That's the Saudi military spokesman. So no ceasefire. So the question is, if there's no resolution out of Geneva, do the Saudis continue the bombing campaign, which has not changed the balance of power on the ground?
Yemeni civilians have taken the brunt of this war. How do they, is there any way to gauge how just regular Yemenis see these talks? Do they have faith in the process?
It's been tough for them. You have 1 million displaced, 60,000 escaped to Djibouti. It's in East Africa, and they live in terrible conditions. You know, their plight was highlighted when the Yemeni soccer team took a 12-hour journey by sea to Djibouti to get to the playoffs in Qatar, and they posted their journey on Facebook, and it went viral. I spoke today to a 22-year-old Yemeni woman. She was a rap artist back home. She came to Saudi by bus a few weeks ago when the bombing started because her father works here. She captures the mood of the civilians and how they view these Geneva talks. Her name is Amani Yahya.
There's a kind of hope, like to find a solution. You have no idea how depressed I am lately. I deactivated my Facebook because I was trying to stay away from all the negative energy that my country is going through. My friends are suffering. You can't just do anything to help them.
That's a Yemeni civilian. They all want an end to this bombing. They are short of food and fuel. The Yemeni rival camps are talking past each other, so it really depends on how their patrons push them.
NPR's Deborah Amos speaking to us from the Saudi capital, Riyadh. Thanks so much, Deb.
Thank you.